You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
And here on Live 89.5, it's now time to talk with one of the main organisers of this year's special event, which is the Hospitality Challenge 2018. Mark, how are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to Friday because I think I'm going to squeeze in there and play with you guys.
Yeah, I've seen your name on the draw sheet.
Yeah, I don't play as much as I'd like to, but I'm excited. Now, let's hear a bit of an update. What's going on? It is coming up this Friday. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, we've got about 64 golfers, so there's still plenty of space open for people to join us. We've got all 18 holes sponsored with some amazing food and beverages from all the local restaurants and hotels and bars on the island. So they've done a fantastic job giving us the support that we needed to bring this event together. And obviously we're here to raise funds for the Children's First Fund, which looks after various orphanages on the island.
It's like 400 kids in the orphanages, because I've done work with the Food and Music Festival, and that started at the Laguna Charity, so that's brilliant. Now, of course, and it is at Laguna Golf Phuket, which is an amazing course. I'm really looking forward to that, because I have played it before. I'm excited about that. Let's talk about some of the other people who are making it happen, some of the sponsors as well, Mark.
Yeah, we've got all the Laguna establishments, Angsana, Outrigger, Dusitani, Banyan Tree, etc. We have a lot of other independents like Kenny Rogers, Roasters, Ragu, we've got Taipan, thanks to Bob and Darren again, they always support our events, and off the top of my head,
Don't worry about it, I'll catch up on this, because like, send us an email and I'll definitely catch up, because I know there's a lot of people involved, and so obviously you can't get them all in at this moment. Now, there is still chance of people in the hospitality industry to get teams together. What do they do if they're just hearing this now and they think, okay, it's coming up, we should get involved, it's for a good cause and it's a game of golf, why not get involved?
Yeah, either contact the Laguna Golf Phuket at Laguna, or you can go to www.asian-events.com or mark@asianevents.com, and I can get you sorted out with a team, no problem.
Fantastic, and that will include all the brilliant stuff that's going on, shirts and everything, to make sure that you know you were there, you can wear them in future games of golf, and just it's a bit competitive, but it's a friendly competition, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got a great chance, the winners have got a great chance of winning a four ball at the Thai Country Club up in Bangkok and a night stay in Bangkok, so it's worth entering.
Fantastic. Now, from last year's event, from last year's Hospitality Golf Challenge, who was the winner, who's the defending champions?
Oh, Colin Stevenson from Rotowash, but unfortunately his business is kind of mushroomed this last year.
He's too busy. Well, that's a shame for the rest of us, isn't it? Because now we've got a chance. Okay, but like, I wish everyone who's taking part, I think it's great, all the teams who are already involved, I'm sure it's going to be a cracking day. Looking forward to it, Mark.
Yeah, hopefully the weather will keep us, as it always has done in the past, keeps off, and we go for it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, Mark, thanks for taking some time to talk to us. That is the Hospitality Golf Challenge up at the Laguna Golf Phuket this Friday, happening very soon, so excited about it. Thanks for taking some time.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.